Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, let's go around the NFL. Usually we would do a little bit of around the AFC South at some point, but there were two games in the AFC South as the Tennessee Titans had a bye week. We're talking about one of them quite a bit as your Texans got a big comeback victory versus the Jags. At least one more game, John Lopez.
And that's one. I think I'm going to pick the Colts.
Okay, very good.
You don't want to pick the Jazz again, man? I see what the Jazz been up to.
I think I'm going to pick the Colts.
If you listen every week, you know that's around the AFC South is usually a choose-your-own-adventure. Not much to choose. Mm-hmm. We go to Berlin, Germany, where the Colts were technically the home team hosting the Atlanta Falcons. How do you feel when it comes to exporting to Germany? I think this is one of our earlier Germany games.
Yes.
And when we export to Europe, we don't always send our best. How did you feel about this one, which was a 31-25 overtime victory for the Indianapolis Colts?
I actually felt great about it, and this is where Figgy's going to roll his eyes. But, you know, I've spent some
time. Can he roll his eyes? He looks like he's very cold right now.
Germany is an enormous NFL country. When I was in Germany...
There it is.
When I was in Germany.
When I was in Germany, I actually did a couple of columns about the fascination and absolute love that German people have for the NFL. And this was 15 years ago. I mean, it's a huge NFL country. Like they plug in, lock in. So I was actually really happy with that.
They were treated to a few really, really good performances. I mentioned the Colts able to get a victory in overtime. But they did so on the back of one man. He wears number 28, Jonathan Taylor. Don't adjust your radio. You're hearing this correctly. 244 yards rushing.
Even if you took away the 83-yard run,
he's still
imagine then, because people often do that. Well, if you take away that one big play, it was a close game. Well, they did have the one big play, but in this case. You know, you didn't stop him for that one big play. But in this case, take away an 83-yard run.
And he still absolutely he mollywopped that squad on the ground. 7.6 yards per carry.
Yeah.
Three touchdowns all on the backs of Jonathan Taylor. I mean, this was a really up-and-down game. This is one of those good, bad, and ugly contests for the Colts. The good, obviously, as I mentioned, Jonathan Taylor on 32 carries, getting those big yardage. And Tyler Warren continues to be an interesting piece. Week 13 is going to be very intriguing because I know that the Texans can load up and attempt to slow down and stop the run. Are the Texans prepared for a tight end that's going to be as useful as Tyler Warren caught 8 catches for 99 yards, and it really was just the timely nature.
Mm-hmm.
They got down where they absolutely needed and they could get him the football. And that's the thing that's really scary about him is that he can be a secondary piece. And just when they need it, hit you for big.
Well, what you're really saying is you want to try to make Daniel Jones beat you. Well, he's got the two elements that make that really, really hard. You know, everybody keeps waiting for Daniel Jones to become Daniel Jones. But any quarterback with a running back like that and a tight end is going to be better. You know, it's not like he's got to throw darts to receivers on out routes and seam routes and all that. And he wasn't great.
Well, that's what I was going to say is like
he wasn't great,
he kind of showed this in New York though when he had Saquon.
But when he that's what I was going to say, he wasn't great, but when you have a tight end, which is, you know, obviously a safety valve, an easy, you know, target that, you know, that catch and run and all that, and then a running back, it's really, really hard. It's like, really hard to make Daniel Jones be Daniel Jones.
Like the best running back too.
Yes.
Well, that's the question I was going to bring to you, gentlemen. Like, are we seeing maybe the pumpkin turn a little bit? Because Daniel Jones, 256 yards passing. He wasn't atrocious by any means. A touchdown, interception, 7 sacks taken in this game. Mm-hmm. And as a team, this isn't Daniel Jones himself. They're penalized quite a bit. Like, are we starting to see some of the cracks in what I think a lot of people were wondering if in the Colts' facade?
Yes, I think we are. And I think Daniel Jones is not, you know, necessarily like, oh, this guy is just in another level found in play. I think he's better by and large. It wasn't great yesterday, you know, in terms of the sacks and some of the other things. But again, I keep going back to like what makes Daniel Jones effective. It's those two guys. And those two guys are, barring injury, not going anywhere.
Right. And on top of that, this is the thing that I think could be really intriguing on when we eventually do our referendum on Daniel Jones at the end of the season or at some point around then. Third down in this game, and the Colts have been very, very efficient on third and fourth down this season, 2 for 12.
Yeah.
And I wonder what factors in there, how much of that is like, you know, international game. Mm-hmm. The Falcons are a talented but very, very weird team. And when I say very, very weird, I mean that they play with Atlanta on their chest. Mm-hmm. And I feel like teams that play for Atlanta just are weird, as evidenced by gestures wildly. And so, yeah, man, this was one of those where the Colts snuck away. I think that the Falcons have a real conversation to be had about whether Michael Penix Jr. is a guy that does something for them.
That was the story from Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah. Bijan Robinson still 84 yards on the ground. Drake London looks great, like you expect. Like, there's still a lot of good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good things.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If a running back cannot win the MVP last year, can he win it this year?
Yes, I think he can.
Well, we said that last year.
I think you know who the leaders are for MVP right now?
I would say Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford and Drake May.
Yeah.
And both of them have been really good, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Neither of them have felt spectacular to me.
Mm-hmm. Matt Stafford's been pretty damn good.
He has been. Again.
So is he the runaway right now?
No. It's Matt Stafford and Drake May.
Now, I say that because last year it was kind of like, oh, Josh Allen, he got it. Or Lamar Jackson, it's been like that the last couple years. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, do we have that as far as the quarterback?
But again, you had Saquon last year. If he can't win it last year, How's Jonathan Taylor going to win this year?
I hear you. I don't think Matt Stafford and Drake May are existing on the same plane as Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen left last year. They were doing something entirely different.
I think, Lopez, I think you're kind of right on that, but I feel like Jonathan Taylor have a better chance to win it this year than Saquon last year.
And the thing about Saquon last year is everybody acknowledged he was really good. I think you can look at the rest of that team and still, like, people give Howie Roseman a lot of credit for the way that team's built. Mm-hmm. The Colts do have talent. I don't want to try and denigrate them. I feel like just the nature of we know who Daniel Jones is.
Yeah,
changes.
He's help him.
It's like, hey, Jonathan
he's
Taylor,
carrying
man.
Daniel Jones.
Hey, yo. Yeah. I think that absolutely comes in with some of this. Some other things around the NFL. It is. I found this interesting. Did you notice that Dan Campbell took over play calling duties?
Yes, I did.
There with the line, and he did so without letting anybody know. Mm-hmm. We all found out after the case, like during the game, people were like,
Why is he holding that play sheet? And
is he calling plays?
Covering his mouth.
He did indeed take over plays. Dan Campbell answering to the question as to why, he said, "Let's try something a little different. Look, I know what I want to do. I know how I want to do it." Now, with that being said, this is a collaborative effort now. I was taking input from John Morton, who was the offensive coordinator who's mm-hmm. previously calling plays, and other coaches, but I wanted to change things up a little bit. Let's just see if maybe a different play caller can maybe give us a little rhythm. That's all. And honestly, it's nothing more than that. He went further basically saying that, you know, John Morton, team player, but he basically is saying, I see the vision, and John Morton wasn't quite scratching the itch in the way that I wanted. So I was like, if you can't have somebody else do it for yourself.
Look, it's more than that. It's more than, hey, let's try this. It was clearly something that he didn't seem to think was putting the Lions in their best position to win. But here's the key element. He was great. Like, he was great. There was balance. It was 44 points. It was a lot of – how many different players caught the ball? It was like 7. Obviously, you know, had Jahmyr Gibbs and David. I mean, there was just balance. There was good play calling and, you know, start to finish. So kind of hard to argue with it.
Yeah, and it's worth noting – he's done this before. He took over play calling duties when he had Anthony Lynn as the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. I do wonder if that portends something
right.
about John Morton. But, hey, we got to give Dan Campbell a lot of credit as a head coach in this league, because not only does a good job, he does a good job empowering his guys, but he can also steer the ship correctly. I don't think anybody was looking at the Lions as, oh, man, they're falling apart. But he decided to grab control right at the right time mm-hmm. to get them steadied. That's a team that I'm very thankful is over there in the NFC.
Yeah.
I'm going to be entirely honest. Yeah. They're a good football team. Another thing around the NFL, remember that Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. That's Landman, the new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. That's this week, by the way. So
yes,
I know that
is.
Y'all are gearing up for that. But Paul Tagliabue, a name that is obviously rings large in the NFL, especially if you are a little bit older. If you're a little bit younger, you might go, who was that? He was previously commissioner of this league. He passed away this weekend at the age of 84. He's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame Centennial Class. And he was dealing with, I think he had a battle with like Parkinson's at some point, and mm-hmm. ultimately passed away at 84. Like, what are your memories of Paul Tagliabue as commissioner? Because he took the league from 28 teams to where they currently is now at 32.
Yeah, that was it. I had a chance to deal with him quite a bit when the Texans were, I've mentioned this, you know, Texans were trying to get a franchise again. And the answer to the question of was he a good commissioner, great commissioner? He was a very good commissioner. He was a very good commissioner. The expansion did it. The schedule started. The schedule expansion started under him as well, the discussion. And credit to him for one thing as a Houstonian.
Okay.
And it was a given that L.A. was going to get the next expansion franchise. And then he had the open mind and talked with a lot of owners and was impressed by Bob McNair and was open to the idea. And it wasn't a slam dunk like a lot of people thought. He was kind of looked at as a villain. Oh, he's going to give it to L.A. He's going to give it to L.A. Then when their bid sort of fell apart, he said, "Nah, man, this is the best way to do it." And it was Houston.
Tagliabue obviously taking over after Pete Rozelle. During his time, free agency and salary cap were instituted mm-hmm. in the National Football League. These are major portions of what this league is. And as you talked about, He's the commissioner under which the Texans ultimately
returned. But had an open mind.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah. And that $750 million check didn't hurt either.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. So happy trails to Paul Tagliabue, passed away at the age of 84. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we gear up to hear from D'Amico Ryans. Excited after win, carrying a little bit of a heavy heart. We'll talk about what D'Amico Ryans has to say when he steps to the podium next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.